A group of people in Kalmar, Sweden, on the Baltic Sea, were encouraged by their county's commitment to completely shun fossil fuels and derive all their energy from renewable sources by 2030. 12 families took up the challenge and went on to reduce their climate-changing carbon emissions, their so-called carbon footprint, by one-third. Kalmar's Green Energy Eco Initiative is documented in an exhibition at the Swedish Embassy in Washington. It's also serving as a model for a Swedish government-sponsored program to engage average Americans among the world's most extravagant energy users in a similar effort. This story takes us to meet participants in Falls Church, Virginia. Nolan and Kathy Stokes are making big changes around their home. On this cold winter day, they've engaged two work crews. One is replacing windows with double-pane glass. The other has parked its huge drilling rig on the front lawn to dig a 200-meter hole for a geothermal heat pump.
I think we'll save thousands of dollars a year by doing that.
The ground source heat pump is part of the Stokes' plan to both conserve energy and pay less for it.
We were recycling. You know, that's the right thing to do. You have to recycle and you have to change your light bulbs. But other than that, we didn't know what we needed to do next. We kept thinking and saying, there's got to be more to reducing our carbon footprint than just changing the light bulbs and recycling.
Last July, the Stokeses signed up for a series of eco-challenges promoted by the Swedish Embassy's so-called Climate Pilot Program. Lars Roth, the embassy's first environment secretary, says the initiative builds on the idea that in tackling the global environment crisis, individual actions can make a positive difference.
I think what the program shows is that you can have laws, you can have economic stimulus packages to green your economy. But in the end, it comes down to consumer choices, what each one of us decides to do in our daily lives.
40 years ago, Sweden, like the United States, was largely dependent on imported fossil fuels, such as oil, coal, and natural gas. The burning of these fuels releases large amounts of heat-trapping carbon dioxide into the Earth's atmosphere. But in the 1970s, after oil supply interruptions and fuel price shocks, Sweden began to make the switch from petroleum imports to renewables and nuclear energy with considerable success.
Now, 43% of our total energy production is based on renewable energy. Almost 80% of our electricity production is based on either renewable or nuclear. It's almost fossil-free.
Sweden's per capita carbon emissions fell, too. Today, each person in the country generates, on average, 7.4 metric tons of carbon each year. The average American, on the other hand, produces 23.5 metric tons of carbon annually, according to Tim Herzog. He's a climate policy analyst with the World Resources Institute, a private Washington-based research group.
The major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions at a national level, at a per-person level, is energy consumption. The primary drivers of that are electricity and where a country gets its electricity from, and transportation, how we drive, what we drive, how far we drive, and so forth. The United States gets about half of its electricity from coal.
The Climate Pilot Program identifies four areas where Americans can start reducing their carbon footprint: energy use, food consumption, leisure time, and transportation. Activities, says Nolan Stokes, that Americans aren't used to questioning.
And we got a little training from the Swedes, and it was just some encouragement to actually start critically looking at what we were doing.
This led the Stokeses to check kilowatt output, plug leaks, install insulation, carpool more, and cut down on meat consumption.
Our goal, and it's really consistent with what the Swedish are talking about, is just to change habits. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, I don't feel like we're sacrificing in any way.
Every little thing we've examined, we've found that it's quite painless to make a significant change.
I think if people were more aware of the easy things they could do to reduce their carbon footprint, I think they'd do them.
I just totally agree. I mean, you need these early adopters to be proponents for adoption of these behaviors. Somebody's got to make noise about doing it, and we're willing to do that.
Kathy and Nolan Stokes are also teaching their new energy-saving habits to their children, 9-year-old Riker and 8-year-old Lee.
They walk around the house and make sure all the computer monitors are off. They're always turning the lights off as they leave the room, and they're reminding us to recycle. They're constantly recycling, too.
Absolutely.
And they're really focused on it.
They stopped taking baths, and now they take showers, which are shorter and use a lot less hot water. They're just totally on board with the whole thing.
I tell my friends, not to use that much electricity as they used to. Like, do stuff that would be better for the Earth.
The Stopesers support legislation now pending in the U.S. Congress that would curb U.S. carbon emissions. But they also think that with or without new laws, every American can do more to emit less. They say while it took a push from Sweden to jumpstart their greener lifestyle, they hope as climate pilots, they can help blaze the trail for other Americans toward a more energy efficient and earth-friendly future. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.